anything but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the book of Exodus, Exodus chapter 20, beginning at verse 1. Then God gave the people all these instructions. I am the Lord your God who rescued you from the land of Egypt, the place of your slavery. You must not have any other God but me. You must not make for yourself an idol of any kind or an image of anything in the heavens or on the earth or in the sea. You must not bow down to them or worship them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God who will not tolerate your affection for any other gods. I lay the sins of the parents upon their children. The entire family is affected, even children in the third and fourth generations of those who reject me. But I lavish unfailing love for 1,000 generations on those who love me and obey my commands. You must not misuse the name of the Lord your God. The Lord will not let you go unpunished if you misuse his name. Remember to observe the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. You have 6 days each week for your ordinary work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of rest dedicated to the Lord your God. On that day, no one in your household may do any work. This includes you, your sons and daughters, your male and female servants, your livestock, and any foreigners living among you. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens, the earth, the sea, and everything in them. But on the seventh day he rested. That is why the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and set it apart as holy. Honor your father and mother. Then you will live a long, full life in the land the Lord your God is giving you. You must not murder. You must not commit adultery. You must not steal. You must not testify falsely against your neighbor. You must not covet your neighbor's house. You must not covet your neighbor's wife, male or female servant, ox or donkey, or anything else that belongs to your neighbor. Verses 1 through 17, Exodus chapter 20. Then looking briefly in 2 Timothy chapter 3, 2 Timothy chapter 3, picking up at verse 10. But you, Timothy, certainly know what I teach and how I live and what my purpose in life is. You know my faith, my patience, my love, and my endurance. You know how much persecution and suffering I have endured. You know all about how I was persecuted in Antioch, Iconium, and Lystra. But the Lord rescued me from all of it. Yes, and everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution, but evil people and imposters will flourish. They will deceive others and will themselves be deceived. But you must remain faithful to the things you have been taught. You know they are true, for you know you can trust those who taught you. You have been taught the Holy Scriptures from childhood, and they have given you the wisdom to receive the salvation that comes by trusting in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us to do what is right. God uses it to prepare and equip his people to do every good work. Verses 10 through 7, 2 Timothy chapter 3. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Father, we thank you again for your word. Thank you for the power, the grace, and the strength, and the wisdom that rests in your word. Thank you for your Holy Spirit who permeates every word within your word, the precious word of God. Father, anoint us afresh with the Spirit of grace. Empower us to be a people that are wise enough to fill our hearts and our minds with your word each and every day. And help us to move in the power of your Holy Spirit. Fill us afresh with your Holy Spirit. And thank you for us as the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for us as a nation. Help us, Lord, as the church and as a nation to put you first. Help us to make no graven images. Help us, Lord, to not take your name in vain. Help us, Lord, to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Help us, Lord, to honor our fathers and our mothers. Help us to not murder. Help us to not commit adultery. Help us to not steal. Help us to tell the truth. Help us to not covet. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Mark Ose is our producer. He's going to lead us in prayer at this time.
Thank you, Lord God, for giving us this platform. I thank you for allowing me to work with Pastor Joseph today. I want to lift up Isaac, as he has a lot of work to do at home. And God, I just pray that you would anoint this time that we have together with our guest. I thank you for this platform you've given us and for the many listeners, like-minded people we have supporting us who are looking to us to hear a little bit of equipping, a lot of information, and a whole lot of your truth. And so, God, we just pray that that would come through in this broadcast today. I thank you for our guest and pray your blessings on this broadcast and podcast afterward in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Mark. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. As we often do, I want to share a discipleship article briefly that I want to encourage you. If please do email us to get a copy. As usual, we're encouraging you to use it for yourself, for the discipleship of your family, but also a tool to email and forward to fellow church members, fellow workers, individuals saved and unsaved that you may know. Remember, it doesn't take much at all to send something by way of email, and we're glad to share it with you. The title of this article is Praying the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments are found in Exodus 20 and Deuteronomy 5, all 10 of them. They summarize the powerful, grace-filled, and mercy-filled wisdom of the entire Word of God. We believers who make up the church are wise to pray the Ten Commandments every single day. And we're wise to pray them daily over ourselves, our families, the church, and over the United States of America. The following is a prayer to help you do just that. Pray the Ten Commandments for you, your family, the church, and America. Again, Father, we lift up all those that we've prayed for today, and we pray this for each and every individual. Thank you, Lord, again for this day. Help us again as believers, families, and the church, and as a nation to put you first. Help us to make no graven images. Help us, Lord, to not take your name in vain. Help us, Lord, to remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy. Help us, Lord, to honor our fathers and our mothers. Help us to not murder. Help us to not commit adultery. Help us to not steal. Help us to tell the truth. Help us to not covet. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Some people may try to say that the Ten Commandments are old-fashioned and outdated. This is a tragically inaccurate thing to say or to think. The moral law of God does not change. It is always relevant, timely, and very much needed for people to observe and live by every day of their lives. This is so powerfully illustrated by a number of the biggest issues in the news in our nation and our world today. Sadly, we live in a world that worships sexual sin in many forms. Adultery, homosexuality, fornication, pornography, sex trafficking, and the list could go on and on. Two of the biggest, highest-grossing, wicked, quote-unquote, industries in the world are the tragic industries of pornography and sex trafficking. Yet, in the midst of these realities, one of the Ten Commandments clearly commands us, you shall not commit adultery. God's Word counsels us as to how we honor Him in this area of our lives. This truth and related insights from the Word of God let us know that the sexual union is to be found only within marriage between a married man and woman, husband and wife. The Word of God has much to teach us and to say about the topics of relationships and sexuality. We see that tragically right up to this moment, too many are trying to say that it's a woman's human right to kill her child in the womb if she chooses. Too many try to classify the action of abortion as part of a woman's health care. Well, how can these actions possibly even be considered as possibilities when for thousands of years we've known and called this act first-degree murder? How could murdering an innocent child possibly be considered health care? Sadly, when people try to ignore and deny the Word of God and the wisdom and the clear counsel of God in the Ten Commandments, the results are always sad. The Sixth Commandment, plain and direct, tells us, you shall not murder. That's clear and to the point. Yet people will try to find ways to justify whatever they want to do. And in order for them to do that, they feel they need to try to find ways to ignore the Word of God and the counsel of God that clearly holds for all humanity. Murder is the act of taking innocent human life. What's more innocent than a baby in his or her mother's womb? Yet tragically, human nature can find a way to quote-unquote justify whatever it wants to justify in order to get what it wants. The Ten Commandments clearly stand as a guide and a compass that gives direction on how people can live according to the wisdom and the counsel of God. And that wisdom, when lived out genuinely, is in everyone's best interest and for everyone's well-being. Why are we wise to pray the Ten Commandments daily? Well, one reason is that each day you pray it, it releases God's grace and power over you and your family, the church and our nation, to help us live by them. Well, just what difference do my prayers daily really make? Well, the Lord tells us in James chapter 5, verse 16, the prayer of a righteous man has great power as it is working. God works through the prayers of his church to change the world literally every day. We want to encourage you and each member of your family to pray the Ten Commandments every day over your family, the church, and our nation. And every day you pray them in faith, it makes a great difference in our lives, our homes, and in our nation. So again, the title of the article, Praying the Ten Commandments. If you'd like to get a copy, simply email us at joseph@afr.net. We'll be glad to get it to you. Let me remind you also, you may recall we've had on a number of occasions that great gentleman by the name of Mr. Charlie Wysong, who's spearheading the Ten Commandments Yard Sign Project. Keep in mind, if you're still wanting to get a copy of the Ten Commandments Yard Sign to put in your home, remember this, it's a powerful and a wonderful discipleship tool whereby you literally can disciple your neighborhood. You know, posting the Ten Commandments on a yard sign in your home, you'd be surprised how much of a difference it will make. He did share an instance of one young man who one day he came over to ask his neighbor. This man, young man was a teenager. Asked his neighbor about the sign and went on to tell about all the terrible things he was starting to do in his life as a teenager. And the following day came over and the man literally had a chance to lead that young man to Christ. Don't underestimate what the power of God can do when put on display in public places. Let's get involved with praying the Ten Commandments every single day. And I would challenge every listener, the website to get the Ten Commandments yard sign, 10laws.us. Again, that's 10laws.us. And what a small investment to make in order to put a wonderful little seed for the kingdom of God in your yard that may touch hundreds of people in your community. Thank you, Lord, again, for the opportunity for us to be witnesses wherever we go, through our words, our actions, our attitude, our prayer life, and otherwise. Anoint us afresh with a spirit of wisdom and grace. Help us to live so that, Lord, we're passionate about shining for you and being a witness everywhere we go and being a vessel through which your Holy Spirit can accomplish his eternal purposes as we simply yield and live a yielded life where we're saying, Lord, use me however you wish to. Thank you, Father, for every one of us that is a part of our listening family today. Bless each and every one of us in this broadcast. Indeed, expand each of our territories. Cause your hand to be mightily upon each one of us. Keep us from evil that we may not cause pain. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. And may we all be wise enough again to pray the Ten Commandments every day. And parents, if your children, if you haven't helped them to memorize the Ten Commandments, remember, our project is continuing. If your child simply memorizes the Ten Commandments and recites them to you, all we need from you is a phone call. Simply call us at 662-844-5036. My extension is 381. And we will get a Ten Commandments t-shirt to you for your young person. And we're glad to do it. Remember, it's a small investment to make in the lives of our children. So we hope that you will. Again, that number is 662-844-5036, extension 381. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. We'll be right back.
You're the light in this darkness. You're the the hope to the hopeless. You're the peace to the restless. You are. There is no one like our God. There is no one like our God. For greater things have yet to come, and greater things are still to be done in this city. Greater things have yet to come, and greater things are still to be done in this city. You're the God of this city. You're the King of these people. You're the Lord of this nation. You are. You're the light in this.
Music from Passion with God of the City. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. For the balance of our broadcast today, we have the privilege of having Debbie Wethnow with us. She is the president of iVoter Guide and the vice president of AFA Action. Debbie, how are you today?
I'm doing very well and excited to be with you, Joseph.
Always good to have you. It's been a little bit, but we're grateful to have you back with us. I want to ask Debbie if you'll take time to further introduce yourself. And then, of course, many of our listeners know what iVoter Guide is, but then there may be some who have never in their life heard of it and have no idea what it is. So if you'll take time to further introduce yourself and tell them what iVoter Guide is all about.
Well, okay. Well, thank you for the opportunity. Thank you for the question. You know, you asked me initially what was my title, and I gave you my official work title, but, you know, we're all more than just our jobs. And my favorite title would be Servant of Christ or Ambassador of the Kingdom.
Amen.
And we're called to do that in every area of our life, not just our work life, but in our families, in our communities, at our churches, just, you know, 100% of every day waking, 24/7, I guess you would say.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always viewed that as my job. And I would say that my highest calling and job was to be a stay-at-home mom and to take care of my kids and raise them.
Mm-hmm.
And I spent 20 years doing that before. And then when they started college, I asked God to guide me and direct me in what he wanted me to do next, because I knew from Psalms 139 that he planned every work, or every work ordained for me was written in his book before one of them came to be.
Mm-hmm.
So God knew what he wanted me to do, but I didn't know what he wanted me to do. And I prayed to God for an open door. Lord, just show me what you've planned for me to do. Show me what you want me to do so that I can step into that. And that's when he guided me into joining the team at iVoter Guide.
Mm-hmm.
So iVoter Guide, I'd never heard of it before I came on board, but God created this tool. I call it a tapestry that God has woven to equip his church to be good stewards of their stewardships of their responsibility to be good citizens.
Debbie,
before
you go further, would you take a moment now specifically to pray for listeners to really receive all the Lord wants them to receive? Because there are those listening, some of which probably will need to utilize iVoter Guide. There may be some that God is calling them maybe to develop something similar that affects their home state, their community as well. So, but would you pray for people to really be wide open to what the Lord may say to them through the broadcast today?
Oh, sure. Oh, the Lord Jesus, Lord, we know that you love us, that you loved us before we were born, that you created us in our mother's wombs and planned every day of every work that we were to do before we were even created. Lord, sometimes we don't know what that is. I didn't. But we pray that you would guide each of us into the work that you've ordained for us, that you would reveal that perfect plan and that perfect path for each of us in our families, with our spouses, with our children, with our other family members, Lord. Maybe it's in our communities or our schools or our churches, Lord. But you've got a plan for us, and you will make that clear. You will reveal that to us if we just ask. So, Lord, I ask that you would reveal that to the people listening today, reveal that to Joseph and to Mark and to me. Lord, what is it you want me to do this day, this week, this month, and this year that would be pleasing to you, that would be in your plan and in your work? Because, Lord, we know that your works will be accomplished but you take glory in working through us. So, Lord, reveal to me that thing you want to do through me, through those who are listening, Lord, so that we can be obedient to you and hear, well done, good and faithful servant, when we come into your presence. And I pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. If you'll dive right back in, please. Thank you.
Sure. So I wanted to know what God had planned for me. And as I prayed, I said, you know, just show me what that is, and prayed that God would open a door or open a window. I have been a disciple of one of the Bible studies I did was Experiencing God by Henry Blackaby. Did it very early in my parenting career, my discipleship journey, and learned that God speaks to us through his word, which we know, but he speaks to us through prayer, which, you know, this show is a great honoring way to do that, and how God speaks to us is when we pray to him. But he also speaks to us sometimes through circumstances and through other people. So I just prayed for that open door. And I had been a participant in a ladies' discipleship Bible study called Community Bible Study for, gosh, over the whole 20 years I was raising my kids. And I just asked my teaching director if she would be a job reference for me. And she came back and said, you know, my husband programs this online voter guide, and he's been complaining at the dinner table that he needs help with the website. She knew I have a background in computer science, but I hadn't used it for 20 years. But God knew. And so she said, are you interested? And to me, that was, God revealed that was him speaking. That was him saying, this is what I want you to be able to be willing to do. So I, of course, said, yes, I'm willing, because I'd been asking God what he wanted me to do. So I came into iVoter Guide just to help the programming guy to do the website. And I just viewed it as an opportunity to learn, to become current in my skills, to maybe help pay for college for my children as they moved on. But I knew that it was what God had called me to do. And when God calls you, our responsibility is to step out and say yes, because we know that he equips those he calls. So I have learned a whole bunch about the importance of being a good steward of our citizenship, about the importance of voting and making our voice heard. I've learned about the power that those we elect have been. God has given them power to guide and direct our nation. And is our nation reflecting our biblical values or not? It comes back to what we the people have done. So iVoter Guide was created by God to equip, to research candidates on the ballot, to equip voters to know which candidates might share their biblical values. Mm-hmm. And there's a whole lot that goes into it. God worked through multiple people to have it happen. I'm just one of the many threads in the tapestry, but it is clear, certainly in hindsight, that this is what God has been preparing. We've been blessed to be a part of the American Family Association family since we went nationwide in 2012, and now officially part of the family as a division of AFA Action. And God is just good. God knows what we need more than we know. And mm-hmm. I just thank you, God, for working in that way, for showing us what you want us to do, for equipping us and guiding us and encouraging us and giving us the tools we need just when we need them. I give you the glory.
Amen. Amen. Well, Debbie, if someone listening wants to learn more about iVoter Guide or wants to use iVoter Guide, how would they do that?
Well, they would go to iVoterGuide.com. So I is in individualized, I is in an internet voter guide. And it is, you would enter your address, and iVoter Guide will show you just the races and the candidates that are on your ballot, giving you research that we have gathered for each candidate. You know, as a division of AFA Action, we kind of went back and looked at what our values are. Our core value is objective truth. We know that comes from God, but as stewards of God's truth, our goal is to seek and find the truth of the facts about the candidates that are on your ballot. So we share that with the voters when you go to iVoterGuide.com. We've looked at what every candidate has done so that you can have a good prediction of what they're going to do if you elect them to power. We've gathered a lot of data, including, you know, if they've ever held office, how have they voted on legislation, and we gather that through scorecards, both conservative scorecards and liberal scorecards, because they're based both data points of what that legislator has done. We look at candidates, what they've done with their money, because as we know that money is power, and, you know, what are they doing with their money? Who are they supporting individually and who also supports their campaign? Who are they choosing to align themselves with? We tend to support things we believe in or that we align with or share our values. So that what happens with money tells us a lot about what's important to candidates. We also gather endorsements, meaning like are there group, there are individuals and organizations that really dive deep on candidates and then tell you this is the best candidate in this race. We hear a lot of that in the news right now for this election. And iVoter Guide gathers them from both liberals and conservative groups. And then every candidate gets an opportunity to answer our questionnaire. So questions about the right to life, as you spoke about, what is their understanding of life and marriage and parental rights and the role of government, and even to just state their spiritual beliefs and values. And then iVoter Guide very prayerfully gathers and trains an army of volunteers who looks at every candidate and assigns a rating to give the average voter a prediction of where that candidate would land on the political spectrum. And we come at it from a biblical perspective. We look at every issue from what does God say would be the best policy or position to conserve biblical truth, to preserve biblical values in government. So you can see that on a gas gauge. On your personalized ballot for every candidate that iVoter Guide researches, which is 13,000 candidates this year. Mm-hmm. So we lay it at the feet of Christians and just as a tool to, as you said today, to empower and to educate them to be good stewards of their vote.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you know, Debbie, if, say a young person is listening and they're thinking this will be the first time they're going to vote, and they're thinking to themselves, why would I need a guide? I'm just going to go in and mark off the people I want to vote for. Why would I need a guide? How would you respond to that question?
Well, I would ask them, how do you know which one you want to vote for? And what policies and positions that you want them to do? And I know a lot of people will say, well, I heard him speak and he seemed really nice. Or, mm-hmm. You know, I know his sister. Or I know, the people that are in power, you know, why are they seeking power? Mm-hmm. Why do they understand of their role for power? And more importantly, what are they going to do with that power? Do they understand that God gives us liberty? Our liberty comes from God. You know, mm-hmm. life comes from God, just like in the Ten Commandments. Are they going to work to preserve that? Or are they going to make government their God? Or are they going to make government bigger that would take away our rights, parental mm-hmm. rights, rights of freedom to worship, freedom to speak, that really God has given us in this nation through founding it on biblical principles. So when we rate them and you wonder what does conservative or what does liberal mean, to me, conservative means conserving the values this nation was founded upon in our Constitution, which mm-hmm. come from God and understanding the Ten Commandments and those rights. So you need to look at and really think and do the research, but there are so many candidates on your ballot. Not many people have the time to really research those candidates. So they vote based on, you know, what I heard them say, or just name ID is what people say. So iVoter Guide does that research. Mm-hmm. That's what God has called us to do, the lane we are in, and we provide it for free to you, the voter. So I would just challenge you to vote wisely by researching your candidates and start at iVoterGuide.com to see what they will do with power, not just what they say they're going to do. Some people are turned off by politics because they know that, you know, politicians don't always keep their promises, or they maybe even lie. iVoter Guide's doing that research to try to look at what they're going to do based on what they've done, mm-hmm. because politicians have been known to say one thing and do something else. So we hold them accountable and measure them against the truth of God's word.
Share that website again, please.
iVoterGuide.com. Enter your address and get your personalized ballot.
All right. And, you know, Debbie, I'm going to ask you to speak to this. You know, sometimes you may have somebody who thinks, well, I think I don't really need a guide because I sort of know who I want to vote for. And they go to vote, and then they come to realize, well, my goodness, there are a whole lot more people and things to vote for than I thought there would be. And they literally are caught off guard, and they have no idea who they're voting for. So go ahead.
And frequently what happens in that case is they either just check a box because they know the name, or they saw a sign, or somebody handed them something on the way in, mm-hmm. or, and I call that in a way Russian roulette, or mm-hmm. they skip it and they leave it blank. I know I've done that, especially for races further down the ballot, like, you know, sheriff or judges or school boards, mm-hmm. especially, you know, in a general election, if you understand the party platforms, you can base your vote on what party a candidate has aligned with. Because if you know, between the Democratic and the Republican primary, the Republican primary certainly uses the word God and honors life more than the Democratic primary. So if I know nothing else about a candidate, I can use that as a gauge. But for nonpartisan races, unless you do the research, you leave it blank. And mm-hmm. we've spot checked, and anywhere from 30% to 40% of ballots will have at least one race where they leave it blank. And I had a lady who came up to me at a conference and said that she works in the polls and gets to see the ballots that are filled in. And she said, I will see people that will check Republican all the way down, and then they'll leave the school board blank because it's nonpartisan. They don't know who to vote for. So mm-hmm. iVoter Guide's really that tool to look and to do that research on the candidates and go there first, and then give you more time to do your due diligence, really. And all it really takes sometimes is use a search engine on the internet. We have such a great tool available to us. I use it to find Bible verses, but you can also use it to see Google a candidate's names, or DuckDuckGo a candidate's name, and find out a little bit about.
I'm going to jump in right here, Debbie, and we're going to let you pick up right there on the other side. Our phone guest today is Debbie Withnow. She's the president of iVoter Guide and the vice president of AFA Action. We'll be right back. Phillips, Craig, and Dean with the Revelation Song. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our phone guest today is Debbie Withnow. She's the president of iVoter Guide and the vice president of AFA Action. Debbie, if you'll pick up where you left off there, sorry about that interruption. The break comes when it comes, but if you'll pick up right there where you left off, please do.
Well, I honestly don't remember where I was, but I was hoping to share. There was an interesting study that came out recently by George Barna, if you've ever heard of him, mm-hmm. that found that there were 104 million people of faith who do not plan on voting in this election.
Mm. That's so sad.
It's so sad. My first look at was, how does he define people of faith? And it was all faith. But, of course, George Barna is a great Christian researcher, and he actually researches biblical worldview and who has a biblical worldview, even just people that attend churches or pastors. Mm-hmm. And so he dove deeper. And out of that 104, 41 million of them are theologically defined born-again Christians. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure there's some of them listening to this call today. Mm-hmm. And I would challenge them because, the reasons that they found in the study were that they said some people just were turned off by politics. They didn't want to participate. Maybe they didn't like the candidates, either the candidates or any of the candidates. And I would challenge people to really understand that we have a biblical responsibility to participate in government. Mm-hmm. God created government. God calls us to be salt and light. And that's not just salt and light in your church or just telling people about Jesus. It's sharing all biblical truth thou shalt not, the Ten Commandments, as you shared earlier. God teaches on every aspect of things that sometimes we'll call them political, but they really are biblical issues and biblical positions. Mm-hmm. And God's clear that if the government, righteousness exalts a nation, and if the government doesn't reflect your righteousness, it's because those of us who understand God's righteousness are not participating and not voting for people or running for office or voting for people who are in government. So I would challenge each of you to ask God, what does he want you to do with your citizenship? Mm-hmm. And I don't think his answer is going to be sit home. I think his answer is going to be my ambassador in all areas of your life, and that includes voting and voting wisely. And iVoter Guide is just the tool to help you do that.
That's right. Debbie, would you pray for listeners to really take serious the responsibility and the opportunity and privilege to be able to vote?
Oh, Lord Jesus, you give us so many talents, so many gifts, so many abilities and responsibilities. Lord, I pray that you would lay on everybody's heart that you give us these things and ask us to be a good servant, to be a good steward. Help all of us to understand and to be good stewards of every aspect of what you've given us, to be good parents to our children, to be good employees or to be good bosses, Lord, but also to be good citizens and to share your light, to be salt, to be salty, and to share your salt with everything, every area of civilization, Lord. And at a very minimum, Lord, encourage everybody about the importance of voting and voting wisely for people who share our biblical values and doing the research, whether that's through iVoter Guide or other sources, Lord, just lay on our hearts, call us, equip us, and encourage us to be your ambassadors, to be your servants, to be good stewards of every responsibility, and particularly as in this blessing of being part of America, Lord, to cast a ballot, to have a government that represents. We live in a representative constitutional republic, which we have people who represent us, and help Christians to feel empowered, to feel compelled to go into the polls and to let people who share our biblical values, Lord, that our nation might come back to you, both in the values spiritually and politically. Lord, we need your hand of revival, and I ask you to equip and call each of us to play our to do our part. In Jesus' name.
Amen. And Father, I too thank you, Lord, for the fact that you call every believer, as Debbie alluded to be a good steward of all you've entrusted to us. Lord, help us to grow in our understanding of the fact that every issue, every matter, every concern is a discipleship issue. We learn how to glorify and honor and serve you with every matter, every concern, every challenge we deal with. Help us to know, Lord, that every issue is a ministry issue. Help us to seek to do your will as it relates to every issue, including voting. Help us to seek to glorify and honor you mightily in the way we vote and our commitment to vote. We thank and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Debbie, would you speak to the issue of some of the amendments that will be amendment issues that will be on ballots this election cycle?
Of course. There are, you know, there's things on your ballot other than just candidates. There are things called ballot measures or constitutional amendments or, I don't even know the other names for them, and they get on the ballot in different ways, but, you know, they'll be down at the bottom of your ballot, and you'll go into there thinking you know what to vote for, and you'll come to this paragraph. And I remember myself reading it sometimes and wondering, what does that do? Or what's the right way to vote on that? And especially with, there's been a movement in the past couple of years, ever since Roe v. Wade was overturned, that states have been having constitutional amendments on their ballot to codify or to legalize abortion. They'll call it an abortion rights ballot measure. And sadly, all of them have passed, meaning there are multiple states, even conservative, what we would call a red state like Ohio, that has passed and put into their state constitution what was not previously there, which is the right to kill an unborn baby up until birth. And I think it's happened. Obviously, we're in a spiritual battle for our nation, and we know that Satan's on the side of death. And so there's lies and there's deception that is out there in the media that is telling, not telling the truth about what these measures will accomplish. And they'll use phrases that they can make sound good, like it's about reproductive rights and women's health care, and they're going to take away your right over controlling your own body. And it confuses and muddies the waters so people don't understand that, that what they're defining as a woman's right is the right to kill the baby in their womb. And they're neglecting to talk about that God created life in his own image, and we all have that right to life, and that those babies are babies and feel pain and, you know, fingers and toes and brains that work, and it's murder, which is against those Ten Commandments. So iVoter Guide started trying to give a little bit of clarity to some of the language in those ballot measures, and we now cover all the ballot measures that relate to abortion or the right to life, all the ballot measures that relate to election integrity, marriage, family, some marijuana measures, but specifically on the life one, what we do is we share with you what the ballot says, but then as I stepped into the ballot and wondered, what does that mean? We gather the arguments that are on either side. Our goal is to educate. So, you know, what are the people that want you to vote yes saying? What are the vote people that want you to vote no saying? We also look at the money. Who is funding this ballot measure? You know, with Planned Parenthood, it's funding it. You know which side the death is on. We look at who's endorsing both sides. And then we summarize all of that into a section that I call, what does it mean? What does a yes mean? What does a no mean? So that you can really have that clarity of, if I vote no, I'm going to protect babies. You know, we can talk about some of the specific states, but to give clarity to the voters to know what they're really voting for.
So if someone listening is thinking to themselves, well, I'm against abortion and I don't want to support it in any way, so I want to vote wisely, iVoter Guide is a tool that will help them do just that and to help them vote correctly in the upcoming election, correct?
It is completely. And if you go get your personalized ballot at iVoterGuide.com and you have a ballot measure in your state, and there are critical ones in 10 states this year that have abortion measures on the ballot, most of them are pro-abortion. In Nebraska, they actually have two ballot measures. One of them is abortion, making abortion legal until birth. It's called the Protect Rights to Abortion or something like that. And then there's another one called Prohibit Abortions After the First Trimester. It was originally called Protect Women and Children. And the goal of that is it's trying to put into the Constitution all of the protections that Nebraska currently has in their laws, which they can have an abortion for the first trimester unless there's a, you know, medical emergency for the life of the mother. And there's parental notification laws, and there's other safeties that are in place. You know, you have to go see a doctor before they'll give you the chemical abortion pill. Those pro-abortion measures remove all of those safeties. They remove parental rights, parental notification. They remove having an ultrasound or talking to a doctor. And, you know, we're seeing more instances of women that end up in the emergency room because they haven't seen a doctor and are going through those procedures. So iVoter Guide is really trying to give you the clarity so you can see what the conservative position is. And when it's the conservative position, you can think of that as being conserving biblical position. And okay, we'll make clear which side is the conservative, which side is the liberal position, so that you can know which vote you want to make on your ballot.
Okay. Well, Debbie, our time is just about completely gone. But thank you so much again for being with us, and you've provided a lot of clarity, I think, for many listeners. One more time, that website.
The website is iVoterGuide.com. You can go get your personalized ballot, and there's even a button for you to print it and to take it into the polls with you so that you can know all the way down your ballot, because we're covering federal races in all 50 states, statewide and state legislative races in over 30 states, even key school boards, judges, and ballot measures. We do our best to give you as much information as we can. Print it, share it with your friends and your family, and take it into the polls, and make sure that you vote and encourage your friends and family to do the same and use iVoter Guide first.
All right. Thank you again so much, Debbie, for being with us. And our encouragement is to every single listener, go to iVoter Guide and see all that's there to really help prepare yourself to vote productively, wisely, and in a way that's honoring to the Lord. So there's so much in the way of resources that are available. So please take the time to do just that. Well, as we normally do before we end the broadcast, if you are listening today and you know you have never asked Jesus Christ to come into your heart as Lord and Savior, today is a great day to be saved. If you'd like to make that step and commit your heart and life to the Lord, would you from your heart pray this prayer with us even right now? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much that you came into this world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all the wrong things I've done. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess, I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent and I turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. In your word, you told us, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Right now, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your spirit. Help me to follow you all my life. Help me to read your word daily. Help me to seek you in prayer daily. Help me to follow you daily. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed that prayer and committed your life to Christ, we want to be in touch with you. Once again, my email is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. Please email us. We'd like to share with you some literature and resource materials that will help you to begin to grow up and grow strong in your new walk with the Lord. We hope to hear from you. Please, please get in touch. Again, that email, joseph@afr.net. Debbie, thank you again for being with us. Would you share one more time the website to iVoter Guide for listeners that would like to connect with it?
Go to iVoterGuide.com, get your personalized ballot, and be a good steward of everything that's in your citizenship.
All right. Thanks so much, Debbie, for being with us today. And we hope that every single listener will make it a point to prayerfully vote and be a good citizen of the nation, and more than that, a good citizen of the kingdom of God. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.